All right, we are here. We are Galexis, and welcome. It gives us great pleasure to speak about the future. You have come at this particular time on the planet specifically to help create a new future for planet Earth. This future has to do with shifting from a life contained within three-dimensional reality to one expanded to fifth-dimensional reality or beyond, to really open up those boundaries, those limits that you think are normal, so that you can discover what the magic and the greatness of life really is, so you can realize your full potential and really participate in a glorious lifetime-ending experience. By lifetime-ending, we mean that this is a wrap-up period for you. Yes, you've been on the planet Earth who knows how many times, doing this and that, exploring different realities, different possibilities, different options. But there comes a time when you realize that you don't have to be physical anymore. Maybe you're still called to, maybe it's still adventurous, at least from the perspective of the other side it is. But you're not here just to learn your lessons. There is a future you came to create, and you came with a whole bunch of friendly people who are on your same developmental spiritual level. You came as a group so that you would have a greater impact and influence in the consensus or mainstream reality. That influence is just now finally beginning to show. You have already made a lot of changes, but what you want to do now in your emergence process, emerging from the dark chaos through the void into the light chaos, building and creating your new template of reality, is to share what you know, to share your radiance, to share your light with the world. And the way best to do that is for you to have, for yourself, a beautiful future lined up. Now, when people think about planning for the future or think about their personal futures, it's very tempting, we know, because of your training, for you to look at the forms of manifestations and the activities that you will do in your future. In other words, you're looking at your future as something to do rather than who you are. So the essential way of utilizing the power of your future is to utilize the power of who you are becoming, so that will color, influence, radiate, and shift and change everything else. Your reality is you. If you feel that you're a victim, you're going to be victimized. If you feel that somebody else is at fault for your life, then you will continuously find external circumstances that will thwart you at every turn. You have, however, taken upon yourself the glorious challenge of eliminating these types of orientations. And you come to a place to where you look at your life and you look at the future, and in a way it is a blank. It is like a blank slate. What to put in there? Now, it's very easy to say, okay, if I were to take my past somewhere back there, a few years or maybe more or even less, someplace in back in my past from 2 weeks ago to 10 years ago or whatever, and I draw a line through my present circumstance, and I extend that line at that same angle, I'm going to be projecting the future. Now, the future, in that case, would be a logical unfoldment of your past. but it takes out the element of magic that is with you right now in the present. If you want the power of the future to work for you, you need to take a leap, a great leap, a great leap of imagination, a great leap of trust, a great leap of stretch of love, loving yourself, a great jump of freedom. And you'll find that that power of the future is actually what you are creating right now. You're creating your future right now. You're creating your past right now, because essentially speaking, you're living in an illusion of three-dimensional reality in which you're bound by time and space. But if you're going to a fifth-dimensional reality, you're going beyond time and space, beyond the limitations of time and space. So you can dream your future right now. And the future you dream is not what you do, but who you are. Now, if you don't know how to dream who you are, well, start with what you think you want to do. Put together your big dream of achievement, probably the one that came to you in some form or another in your 20s or early 30s. I'm going to achieve, I'm going to contribute something really worthwhile on the planet. This is going to be something that's going to make me a lot of money. I'm going to be secure. I'm going to be happy. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, so take that form and all those forms. And now, what person is it that you will have to be in order to live through those experiences? For that level of success that you desire to be natural to you, what self must you be? What must you think all day in your head? That self-talk, that chatterbox of a mind, monkey mind that's in there. What's it going to be saying all day? What beliefs do you hold about your reality, about life, about yourself? How much love do you have to have for yourself? How much value must you put on yourself as a natural given of your day? Who is the you that's going to enjoy that success? Who is a you that's going to enjoy that love, that money, that vigor, that sterling, beautiful experience? If you don't have that experience now, it's not the you that is now. So if you want that wonderful experience, you've got to become the person that has that experience as natural to him or her. The way to figure this out, too, is to think of all the resistance and obstacles that you've had. What would it be like if you no longer had any of them? What if you had no resistances? What if you had no obstacles? What if the world was there beckoning to you and said, here, we'll give you as much money and support and everything that you want to live your life exactly the way you want to? Would you know what to do? Many of you would just sit there and are like, huh? I've never had this happen to me. I have no clue what it is. Yes, because you have to imagine it. You have to dream it. A glorious future isn't just going to show up because you're, you know, a nice person. There are a lot of nice people who are suffering terribly on this planet. You don't want to be necessarily be one of them. So you need to have a motivation. What is your passion? What makes you feel thrilled to be alive? What is your greatest joy, your greatest bliss? Now, people have different types of greatest bliss. We know for the one who channels us, being creative, just, oh, she can just be in total, total bliss. She loves it. It makes her feel close to her real, true, greater, lighter, brighter self. Creativity is one way, right? Another way is, for example, communing with nature. For some of you, communing with nature is just an extraordinary joy and replenishment of self, an extraordinary connection with things. So maybe you want that connection. Maybe that gives you bliss. For some of you, feeling that what you are doing, because you're passionate about it, that you have outrage about it, you don't go into shutdown rage, but you go into outrage and you stand up and to stand up for yourself or stand up for somebody else that you care about. People who stand up for, you know, injured pet animals and abused children. You might be passionate about that, or some kind of basic political cause, passion. No, we've got to stand up. And when you do it, you feel an exhilaration you don't feel anywhere else. So what juices you? What works for you in that life to come, in your future? What juices you? What can you be in the momentum of and feel the glory of being you? What motivates you with passion? So you've got motivation, you've got image, you've got all the things around belief. In other words, all of this is part of the new structure. The structure that you're putting together in the light chaos. Now, light chaos is called light chaos for a reason. It's still chaos. It's very plastic. It's very changeable. It's very moldable. It hasn't been set yet. You get to play with it. It's like building blocks. You get to play with it and see what you build. You can see how children are able to take a whole bunch of building blocks and play with them and play with them. And at first it doesn't seem like they're doing anything. And after a while they start to put together some little order to it. That's what you're doing in the light chaos. But somewhere up there, past all the resistances, past all the limitations, past all the lessons and so on, is a you who has made it. A you who is living a life of joy and bliss naturally. Now you may say, well, wait a minute, this is just imagination. But we have to say that your future self that is gloriously free, loving, empowered, trusting, is just as real as you are right now. Remember, time is an illusion. Physical plane is an illusion. And the past, present, and future is all happening at once. If you can dream it, it exists. And you can connect with it. You would not be able to dream a future that you don't have. And that's the sad part about it, because so many people have much greater ease in imagining dark futures. What it is, hope for the best, but prepare for the worst. So they spend their time preparing for the worst. Well, what do they attract? So you want to work with a future you who's past all that stuff, who's living glorious, who's totally healthy, feeling love, feeling freedom, living a magnificent and magical life. That's what you want. So if you can imagine that, you can connect with that future you. And that future you can demonstrate to you what it's like to be there. What it's like to be on the other side of the limitations. What it's like to live a life that is glorious. Now, your idea of living a glorious life generally comes back from adolescence or young adulthood, in which you start thinking about, oh, here's what I imagined for my life, and you're like, oh, just so blissed out, you know, it's like a great fantasy. Now, fantasies are where great dreams begin, but most people end up in the fantasy indefinitely. For you to connect with a future that works for you, you should not need to go back to a fantasy of who you thought would be absolutely the best when you were 20 or 21. What that life was that you would have imagined to be the great life. You don't want to go back to 18 or 20 or 22. You want to always go forward. So the key here is that connecting with your future self, you can go and tap into the bliss that your future self has, that can share with you and will share with you. But take care, it is not a fantasy. It is something that can be so real. That future you can have so much presence, it can be awe-inspiring. At one point, the channel went to visit her future self. And she found her future self living on a beautiful hill with big trees and so on, and very, very wealthy. And it just overwhelmed her. The incredible confidence and poise of this future self, the beautiful stuff that she wore, beautiful fabrics, oh my, just the most elegantly tailored and dressed person. And even the car, I mean, even luxury, and so much luxury. It's like, oh my. And just as any kind of fear of success when it looms can do this to you, she got a bit overwhelmed, she got a bit disturbed. In a way, it was like so intense. It was so startlingly different from what she had imagined she would find. That she had to realize that this future self had distinct, powerful presence. And she recognized that she wasn't there yet. She saw the gap between where she was and this future. She went back to visit a couple more times. And she was able to get over that initial shock of what it was, how different it was. And indeed, in the intervening couple of years that's been since she first did that, she's become much more like that future self than she was. Why? Because she had an idea. She saw it. She linked to it. It pulled her in a direction that she realized was valuable, was awesome, it was great. So what we're going to do today is to introduce you with your future. Now recognize that it may appear that you're imagining it, but actually, what you're doing is you're just tapping into the dream of why you came here in the first place. The you that's creating a new future, and where you start is creating your own future. And your input, creating your own future in this illusion of this world that is your world, is influencing what's going on out there, quote unquote, because there really is no quote unquote out there. Everything's in here. So your future lives in a world that is yours, just like your present self lives in a world that is yours. And the more that you acknowledge it, the more that you are free to connect with that greater you of the future. That future you will then pull you forward. It will pull you. You don't have to push. You don't have to drive to learn. Heck, you know, you've spent enough time learning the hard way. The future self called you to learn the easy way, to learn by lifting yourself into a greatness, to learn by expanding your resonance and your field of play. To by expanding your perspective, by stepping into your truth, your confidence, your power, your radiance, your future self, to every aspect that you are inclined to do, to get yourself there, the future self will pull you. As soon as you turn your attention to that, becoming that future self, the future self will pull you a little more, a little more, a little more. So however you have to do, whatever you have to do to get yourself connected to that future self, visualize all your success scenarios. Visualize all the things you want to do but never got to. What is your passion? And then what would it be like to be a grand person? We're not talking about being grandfathers or grandmothers, but we're talking about being a grand person. There's a certain grandeur about you, a certain wisdom of you expressing who you are. But at first you will have to use your imagination. Trust that your imagination will link up with the correct future you. There are many, many, many future yous because there are many, many, many past yous. There are many, many, many seemingly infinite parallel realities going on at any given moment. Because the past, the present, and the future on this planet with every person on it in your reality is happening simultaneously. Every lifetime you have lived on this planet is going on right now. There is no other time but now. So all you have to do, technically speaking, is that get into a place of now, choose who you want to be, and just step over into it. You can just step into it. You can just claim it. If you claim your future self, you will feel the flooding of light from your future self into you now. Your future self can juice you anytime you need help. You call on that future who's passed all the challenges. And that future self, the radiance of that, you can feel the presence of that future self and be lifted. You can lift yourself to a place to where you can come up across various new strategies and ideas and intuitional developments of how to deal with your life challenges. Because if you are beyond the life challenges, you certainly know how to deal with them. Think about life challenges you no longer have. Challenges you had as a child or an adolescent. You don't have those now. So you don't have to keep going back to them over and over and over. You don't have to do that with your future self either. And the future self is not coming back to you, in a sense, to give them trouble. It would be as if you went back to your child self, inner child self, and because your inner child self was unhappy, you became unhappy too. So your child self would be unhappy, your adult self is unhappy, and you're miserable. Would that work? No. What's so amazing is that you can go visit your inner child self and you can heal their life. You've got way more power to deal with their life than they. So your future self can do this for you. So it's very effective to have a connection with your future. And then you feel the empowerment, the flood of life, the flood of light moving into you that pulls you along, streamlines your future path, streamlines your way. If you can also accept that on the way, you don't have to have all the steps laid out. You don't have to have goals. You don't have to set goals and markers and then try to achieve them. That's linear thinking. Your future self is beyond all that. The one you want to contact is the one who no longer feels obligated to fulfill goals, which is essentially a form of performance and achievement. Your future self is one who gives and receives a plenty. Gives a plenty, receives a plenty. There's a flow, a divine flow in your future self. And if you can tap into a little bit of that sense of flow, just a wonderful divine light just flowing through everything, and you plug into it, you can be pulled. You can find yourself swimming in beautiful ways through a lot of stuff that otherwise could have totally shut you down, or you would have shut yourself down about. The future is waiting for you. Your future self, like you with your inner child, is willing to help you heal and are willing to do things for you. So let us go in a little meditation now. And let us go meet your future self. So get yourself comfortable and close your eyes. And just breathe a little gently from your belly. You're here in the present. Let yourself be centered here and now. Don't think about the future yet. Don't think about the past. Don't attach to any thoughts or feelings moving through your mind space. Just let everything flow through. No attachment. No intrigue. Just let stuff go through. And on out. Let it come in one side and go out the other. And you stay in center. You stay in the present. You seek who it is that thinks those thoughts. Who it is that exists. Who is the thinker? Who is the doer? Who is aware right now? Put your attention there. See if you can answer those questions. Go to the source of your consciousness the best that you can. And just float. Just take it easy. And just let us surround you with a sky filled with stars. We've called all your friends on the other side to come and be with you. And they're excited. They love to work with you. They love your beautiful energies as we do. So just let yourself feel nurtured now by all the care and the love of all these many unseen friends. You don't see them as forms, but only as sparks of light. Stars twinkling with love, winking with love at you. And some of those stars move from their position and go above you, forming a bright star with putting their lights together. We, the group that we are, emerge. And send a beam of light down to you, that when it reaches you is a column of light that surrounds you. So let yourself just be surrounded. Let us surround you. Let us wrap you up. You are here in the present. floating in center, in the here and now. And let yourself just seem to find yourself in a beautiful place in nature. It's almost as if you kind of drifted off there for a moment and then you came back and, oh, where am I? I'm in a beautiful place in nature. It has a certain quality of sacredness, a beauty, a richness. That is what you so love about nature. Even if you don't spend time out in nature, this is what gives you the uplift, the inspiration of nature. A beautiful, beautiful place, perhaps a place of giant trees, such as the redwoods, or a place of just beautiful hills and oak trees, or a beautiful tropical beach, whatever works for you. Find yourself in a beautiful place, feeling nurtured. We're still surrounding you. We're still wrapping you up. You're safe. We're protecting you. But in this beautiful place of nature, you feel a sense of repose, a sense of peace, that you don't feel pushed or driven that you must do stuff. You're able to stay in your beingness. You're able to just to be. There's nothing to do. There's nowhere to go. You just be. It's like a lazy Sunday afternoon. You're relaxed, just enjoying the beauty. And thinking about what it is that you want in the future. Start thinking about what you desire in the future, being still aware of who you are right now. Who you are right now still has a few limits. Some limitations, some borders, some boundaries. You might be in a smaller box. What would it feel like to be in a larger expanse? What would it feel like to be free? To be freer than you are? To be more empowered than you are? What would that future be like? And all those successes that you want, what would that feel like? To have that. Now don't go into fantasy here. It's not one-dimensional. But what person would you be if all of your dreams were fulfilled? What beliefs would you hold? What confidence would you exude? What power would you radiate? How much love could you broadcast? What would you want your future to be like? On the other side of the limitations. It could be only a year in the future or two. Maybe it's 5 years. But no more than about 8 or 9 years. Don't go too far. Maybe 2, 3 years in the future. The you that has broken out of all the limitations you are currently having issue with. What would that experience be like? To be that free. To be happy. To feel good about yourself, to feel valuable. And as you are thinking these thoughts, as you're just kind of tuning in to the vibration of this greater success here in this beautiful place in nature, you notice that there is someone coming. You see them a far piece away, but it looks like you. Your future self is coming to visit you. They come in a very relaxed way, ambling either through the forest path or along the beach, whatever place that you've chosen. And they come up to within about 6 or 7 feet to you. So you just watch them come. And when they're about 6 or 7 feet from you, they stop. And they just stand there with their hands outstretched in a gesture of caring. And so look at them. Look at your future self. Yes, it looks like you, just perhaps a little older, maybe even younger, especially if you've done some youthing in the meantime. But this future you is standing there, radiant. Feel the radiance. Look at the eyes of your future. They're your eyes, except they're brighter, moister, more luminous, more brilliant. The gaze is focused, but not stressed, but very clear. There's a clarity in their vision. You can just tell. Your future self has come and presented themselves so that you can just sense this presence. Feel how confident your future self is. How relaxed. How clean and clear emotionally, mentally, spiritually they are. Just let yourself feel, sense, perceive this future you. Notice what they're wearing. Notice how they stand with greater balance and strength even than you. Notice their vibrant health. Feel their love radiating out from their heart chakra. They know they're successful. It's natural. This success, this happiness, this joy, this radiance, this health, love, money, etc., that your future self has, is natural to them. It's just the way it is. Let yourself feel some of the awe of who you're becoming. This is your chosen future self to connect with. There are many other future selves, but this is the one you've chosen to connect with. This is the one that heard your call, that's connected to you, that's the realest future self for you, the one that works best for you. This is your path to the future, is marked by this one rather than another one. And you sense from where you are to them that there is a flow of energy. A flow of energy to them and from them to you. In fact, this future self has chakras just like you. So you send energy from your heart chakra to your future self's heart chakra. Just love them. Touch them. Let your future self love you back, sending even more love, because their heart center is more open than yours, to send even more love back to you. Woo, just feel it. Feel it fill up your heart chakra. Oh, that feels really good. And now your future self opens up even further and sends a beam of light from their solar plexus to yours. You see, in the way that you work your life, you give your power away in little ways. Even if you try not to, it's awfully easy to do. And you lose power in both the solar plexus and the throat chakra. So your future self is going to send you energy now into your solar plexus to build up your power reservoir. Let yourself feel your solar plexus filling up with life and strength. And then let this future self send a beam of light from their throat chakra to your throat chakra, sending tremendous confidence and higher will to you, greater choice, greater empowerment, greater awareness of who you are on fifth dimension, the dreamer, the reality creator that you are. Feel your throat chakra fill up with light and strength so that you can speak your truth, so you can stand up for yourself whenever you need to, without fear, confident, radiant. And now you get into it yourself. You immediately start sending light from your root chakra over to theirs, your second chakra over to theirs. Your third chakra is connecting too, and your fourth chakra, your heart chakra as well, and your fifth chakra, the throat chakra, you send light over to them too. The third eye, the sixth, you send it over, and the seventh, from the top of your head over to the top of theirs. And this future self smiles at you and sends light back through those connections, sending light back through the root chakra line, the second chakra, the sacral chakra, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh, sending tremendous amounts of energy to you. Let yourself get filled up. Even though you're giving energy to them, it's getting revved up so much that you're actually receiving, in a way, more. Feel pulled to this future. Feel yourself pulled in a sense that you must get up from where you are in this beautiful place in nature and get up closer. So come close to your future self, all connected as you are, with beams of light. And go close and look in their eyes and see their luminosity and see their love and compassion and their freedom from any kind of shame or feelings of unworthiness or inadequacy. That incredible freedom. And let them hold you, and you hold them. Just hold each other. And you directly are feeling now the vibration of this future self. Now step into your future self. Turn around and look through their eyes. Look with compassion at your life now. Look how much they care about who you are right now and how they've got answers for you right now. Utilize their power, their awareness, their level of evolution for you. Claim that future self for yourself. I am that. I am this future self. This is who I am. This is more me than who I've been in the present. Because this more me is freer, more empowered, and more like the divine me that I am moving into acknowledging more and more. So I'm going to acknowledge more of me in this future me. And I choose that now. I claim this future self. And feel the juice. Feel the confidence, the poise, the awareness. Feel the psychic intuition, the creativity, the passion. Feel their juice. They're plugging in much more directly to the divine energy to juice them up through the day. So feel it in you. The part of you that remembers your divinity. They know more about that than you do right now. So feel it. Own it. This is more you than the you of the present. And now step out and turn around. And once again, you're facing a luminous being filled with love and compassion. And they look at you with so much tenderness. And you look at all the dreams now that you want to fulfill in your life. And you can see yourself at the level of which these dreams are natural. It's obvious. They're going to be fulfilled the way you want them to. Have a sense of trust. Rely upon your future to pull you where you need to go, to call you, to remind you of who you are. Visit your future self often. Whenever you're stumped by any challenge, this future self is ready and willing to inspire you. So let yourself then, feeling this charge from the future self, return to your body consciousness and let yourself open your eyes gently, coming back. That future you has charged you up, has given you a little boost in your life path. We hope you feel a little bit freer, a little lighter right now. Now, what is interesting about this is that when you play with belief about time, you have a belief that time has a progression. And this future you is a progression, a positive progression from you. Well, guess what? You went to that future self, you stepped into it, you became one with it, and now you're back here with a higher radiance, with a higher resonance than you had before. With that linear kind of thinking, how the future is more evolved than you, you're more evolved right now by visiting with your future self. So guess what? Your future self has gone further. Your future self is more, even more evolved than before. So you see that every time you go there, claim, come back, you rev up your life path. You can do this so it becomes exponentially magical. Because every time you work with your future self or connect with your future self, you're ramped up. You're evolved more. You're, in a sense, built. Your foundation, your truth builds. and then they build. So every time you meet your future self, it's even more. And it gets challenging after a few times because you could think about, well, what's more than everything? What's more than just totally magical and happy and powerful? What's more? Well, it's more magic, more power, more happiness. Maybe more bliss, more ecstasy, more joy, more. It's more. So rev it up. Make it brighter and brighter. Every time you go, you'll find that your future is brighter. And every time you come back, you have stepped forward on your path. On this illusory path of linear path, you've stepped to a greater level of you. You've just lifted your frequency up. Now, if you are encountering a challenge in your daily life, do this technique. And you'll find that you will come across inside yourself a new creative place that will look at things from a different perspective than you're used to, from a freer and more empowered perspective, and then you can benefit in your day-to-day life. You'll get insights, you'll get breakthroughs. Sometimes you may just want to show up to your future self and just hang out. The two of you go for a walk in the park. Or you sit on a bench and just watch people go by. And you just kind of hang out together. That's a really good choice too. You just feel their presence. And let it into you. Let it drench you. Let it anchor into you. Who your future self is, who you actually are, what your potential is in just a few years. It will continue to grow. All right. That's the power of the future. To take you through a tremendous growth now without all the suffering and hard work. You can see how much easier it is. This is just jumping by resonance. You get the frequencies. All right. So you go beyond the limitations when you go to a frequency that is beyond limitations. And you can just decide to park there for a while. It's incredibly freeing.